All right. I guess we've got ourselves straight, she said, after giving him 15 seconds or so to open his mouth and stick his big fat foot in it. Have a nice day, Bobby. She went out without kissing him. Bobby went to the open window. Tears were running down his face now, but he hardly noticed them. He drew aside the curtain and watched her head toward Commonwealth, high heels tapping. He took a couple of big watery breaths and then went into the kitchen. He looked across at the cupboard where the blue pitcher hid behind the gravy boat. He could take some money out of it. She didn't keep any exact count of how much was in there, and she'd never miss 3 or 4 quarters, but he wouldn't. Spending it would be joyless. He wasn't sure how he knew that, but he did. Had known it even at 9, when he first discovered the pitcher of change hidden there. So with feelings of regret rather than righteousness, he went into his bedroom and looked at the bike fund jar instead. It occurred to him that she was right. He could take a little of his saved dough to spend at Seven Rock. It might take him an extra month to accumulate the price of the Schwinn, but at least spending this money would feel all right. And there was something else as well. If he refused to take any money out of the jar to do anything but hoard it and save it, he'd be like her. That decided the matter. Bobby fished 5 dimes out of the bike fund, put them in his pocket, put a Kleenex on top of them to keep them from bouncing out if he ran somewhere, then finished collecting his stuff for the beach. Soon, he was whistling, and Ted came downstairs to see what he was up to.
Are you off, Captain Garfield?
Bobby nodded. Seven Rocks, pretty cool place. Rides and stuff, you know?
Indeed I do. Have a good time, Bobby, and don't fall out of anything.
Bobby started for the door, then looked back at Ted, who was standing on the bottom step of the stairs in his slippers.
Why don't you come out and sit on the porch? Bobby asked. It's going to be hot in the house, I bet.
Ted smiled, perhaps, but I think I'll stay in.
You okay?
I'm fine, Bobby. I'm fine.
As he crossed to the Gerber's side of Broad Street, Bobby realized he felt sorry for Ted hiding up in his hot room for no reason. And it had to be for no reason, didn't it? Sure it did. Even if there were low men out there cruising around someplace in the West, he thought, they'd draw west. What could they want of an old retired guy like Ted Brodigan?